As many as 500,000 pro-European Union Ukrainians rallied in the capital Kiev today, calling for the resignation of President Viktor Yanukovych and the government after they rejected an EU trade deal. Stefan Boss reports.
Waving EU and Ukrainian flags, thousands of demonstrators gather at Kiev's iconic Independence Square. It's the same location where 9 years ago Ukraine's pro-freedom Orange Revolution began. Ukrainians demand the resignation of what they view as the autocratic president Viktor Yanukovych and the government after they refused to sign the European Union Association Agreement. Demonstrators are concerned about a possible imminent customs union between Ukraine and neighboring Russia. Ukrainian President Yanukovych and Russia's Vladimir Putin have denied discussing an economic marriage, yet protesters remain suspicious. They aren't alone. European parliamentarians from Poland, Germany and Spain have visited Kiev to show their support for the pro-EU rallies. Polish member of the European Parliament Jerzy Buzek, a former prime minister, says he hopes their presence will restrain Ukrainian authorities from using more violence against demonstrators.
We would like also to avoid any violence in the future and a brutal attack of the peaceful demonstration. And our presence, I believe strongly that our presence here could support also in this specific point.
Jailed Ukrainian former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko remains concerned, however. She says in a statement read by her daughter that the opposition is demanding the immediate resignation of President Yanukovych as he took a decision to join the club of dictators and that he must answer for every drop of blood that has been shed. She has urged protesters to, in her words, peacefully and legally oust him from power. Demonstrators also demand more freedom of expression in this former Soviet nation, as some 40 journalists were reportedly injured in attacks by riot police last week. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.